Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Thank you so much for joining me here on the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so excited to bring my next guest on. And, of course, we were talking about food. We're all into the holidays right now. But my next guest, Matthew Lacricchio, Master Chef, has actually done something kind of unique. He's actually written a book on teen cuisine. And you all know that I have four teens at home, and sometimes they have a different way of looking at food. So he's got a new vegetarian cookbook, which is beautiful, amazing pictures, and, 50 mouth-watering original step-by-step recipes. So let's bring Matthew on right now. And, again, if you are just joining me right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show every Saturday from 2 to 4 here on AM 1520 KVTA. Matthew, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Kim. It's a delight to be on your show. Thank you.
Thank you. So tell us a little bit about yourself. And is this your, definitely a different look at, young chefs and introducing them into really great food.
Well, I think so. This is my 13th cookbook for kids.
That's it, huh?
Yeah, I've done 13. That's
wow.
All. And this one and the one prior to this, I have a book that came out before this called Teen Cuisine, and then this is Teen Cuisine New Vegetarian. And the books before that, they focus on kids 10 and up. Mm-hmm. But I'm finding there's this incredible interest on the part of teenagers, because of things like Food Network, to prepare their own food. And on top of that, so many teens are interested in vegetarian cooking.
You know, I really see that coming about right now. And, you know, because of the obesity and, mm-hmm. I mean, it's funny, my kids are so into working out and they want to eat good. They really do. And I think when they were growing up, we didn't really have that knowledge. And now I think it's much more prevalent out there.
I think it is, too. I think it's become very acceptable. It's cool to cook for a kid.
Absolutely.
You know, a while ago, it wasn't so cool, and now it's a very cool thing to do.
And I think it's a great entertaining for our children.
Oh, yeah.
and for our teens. So, you know, tell us a little bit about your book. And anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And I'm talking with Matthew Lacricchio. Am I getting that right?
Yeah, you are. I'm very
cool.
Impressed.
Okay.
Not everybody gets it first
there
time.
There you go. And his book is Teen Cuisine. Not only his first book, but 13 books. I'm going to have you back because I love talking about food. So.
Well, I would be delighted.
So this one is actually a vegetarian, correct?
Right. This one is vegetarian. All vegetarian recipes, some vegan recipes, and even a few raw recipes.
Mm.
What I've tried to do is put together a hands-on cooking experience for young chefs, for their families, or anybody who wants to try a plant-based diet.
Wow,
and
I think this would be actually a great gift for somebody who's just moving out to their apartment or, right?
Exactly. This is a book I like to tell people. It's for kids who want to prepare food without their mother or dad hovering over them.
I love it.
It's okay to get into the kitchen yourself and do these things. And I really work very hard at making the directions clear.
Right. And how easy are the directions?
We go in my recipes go from super simple to challenging. But there are recipes that are really simple, things like making your own ketchup.
Oh. Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
Making your own ketchup. Okay.
Yeah, because kids love ketchup.
Right.
And really, when you look at the recipe, it's so easy to do. The hardest thing about making your own ketchup is being able to spend the hour and a half, just about an hour and a half it takes to make it. But the secret ingredient with it, you control your own sugar, so you're not dealing with high fructose corn syrup. And my little added thing to the ketchup is dates.
Oh, dates.
Yeah, and they add a nice thickness and richness. And in the end, this ketchup is so flavorful and good. And you can get about 2-3 weeks out of it in the refrigerator if you put it in a closed container. And I use it throughout the book. There's lots of recipes that call for homemade ketchup.
Wow. And I'm looking at one of your recipes right now. I love your names. Instead of Sloppy Joe, you've got Sloppy Jane. And tell us a little bit about what's in that.
Well, Sloppy Jane, you know, why should Joe get to be sloppy?
Absolutely. I'm all over that, definitely.
So this is done with mushrooms, carrots, and a nice spicy sauce. There's wheat germ in it. If you're going to do it vegetarian, you can use Parmesan cheese. And if you're going to do it vegan, you can use vegan Parmesan cheese.
Oh.
It has tamari sauce in it and liquid smoke, which gives it a nice, complex flavor. And again, we use ketchup in it. Now, this is becoming really popular, the Sloppy Jane dish, because it's great for parties.
Wow. And, you know, I'm looking also at the side of it is a red cool slaw.
Yeah, red cool slaw.
Oh.
We make that with, we make it with kale.
Yeah,
and red
kale's
cabbage.
Been my favorite thing lately. So
kale is really exciting.
Right. And what is the TRC dressing?
That's thick, luscious, and creamy.
Mm-hmm. I'm so hungry already. Okay, I gotta have these chefs in on my show in the studio to bring food. So.
Yeah, that's what you should do. I'd like to send this all right through the TV.
And it almost seems really healthy. That's what I love about it.
It is. I work really hard to make these recipes healthy and accessible. One of the things my publisher said to me is, you know, we want recipes that the ingredients are there. They can go to a supermarket and buy them. So you don't have to spend a ton of time searching things out, and you don't have to go online to buy things. And, you know, this stuff's all in the supermarket. But the dressings are, some of them are tofu-based, but they're really good. We have the TLC dressing, and we have a Rancho dressing.
Right. What is in your TLC dressing?
The TLC dressing is done with, the base is tofu. And I want to bring it up here while we're talking. It's something that will hold up really nicely. And what I like about it is that it's versatile. You can do a lot of things with it. It's got silken tofu as opposed to the firm tofu. It has raw almonds, olive oil, white sesame seeds, unsweetened almond milk, a little bit of fresh lemon juice, cayenne pepper, we need that little kick,
yep.
And again, ketchup, hopefully homemade,
right?
Some ground ginger, salt, and balsamic vinegar.
I'm going to try that. I mean, you know what's great about your book, even though it says teen cuisine, it's really for anybody, isn't it?
Look, Kim, this is the my best-kept secret. Adults use my books all the time.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, it's so funny. I hear it all the time from adults. They just love the books. There's something sort of non-threatening about the recipes, I guess.
And I have to tell you, it's almost like, you know, your pictures are so inviting.
Thank you.
Whoever did your picture, James Peterson.
We are really lucky to have him. He's a major rock star.
Yeah, he really did an amazing job.
He's a big deal. He's won James Beard Awards. He's won IACP Awards. He writes his own cookbooks. Yeah. And I was able to convince him to do both teen cuisine books. And we shot everything in a studio in Brooklyn. And, you know, he's a great guy with a camera for getting a photograph of a recipe in process.
I mean, they are so inviting. I just want to remind everybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'm so glad you're here. I'm sure you're as hungry as I am. And when I'm talking about food, we're talking with Matthew Lucricchio, and his book is called Teen Cuisine. It's a new vegetarian book. But I'm telling you, when I'm looking at this, not only are the recipes easy, and there are beautiful pictures in here that will explain how your recipe is supposed to look. But, I mean, anybody could use it. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Matthew. How did you get into being a chef?
Well, I grew up in the food business. I was really lucky. My mother and father were in the catering business when I was a kid, and I used to torture them to take – you know, take me to the job. I want to go to the job. And my mother would say, no, 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 no. And then finally she said, okay. So I started, my introduction was in catering kitchens.
Really?
And then into high school, they really saw that I loved it. And so they sent me to night school, and I took culinary classes after my regular high school classes. And then I continued to do it. I moved to San Francisco. I was a chef out there for several years. And I've never given up my love of food. And when I was approached by my publisher to do this, it sort of seemed like a good fit.
Right. Well, you've done an amazing job. I'm looking at another recipe here, and I'm almost thinking that this would really be a really great gift for somebody, but your crispy cucumber and carrot pickles.
Oh, yes. And you know they're great. They're quick pickles. Because pickling, you know, takes a lot. If you're going to really can something, a sterilized jar, you've got to do all of that. But this is a quick pickle. And these you can make in very little time, and they really are delicious. And they maintain their crispness.
Right, and the way you have them in here is like either mason jars or, you know,
right.
And you could put a cute little, you know, I mean, I think it would be a really great little gift for somebody.
They make great gifts. You can wrap them really attractively. You can tie them with raw string, that kind of stuff, but they really work.
Right, and now you also have some salsas in here.
Yes.
Talk to us a little bit about salsa.
Well, I've got what, you know, is the standard, everybody makes green salsa, but this is the classic Mexican recipe. I have a book that I wrote, The Cooking of Mexico, and I really worked hard to create recipes that kids can cook from and in the end have as close to authentic Mexican cooking as they can. And so this one, the green salsa, of course, has the tomatillo in it. It has some heat to it. But if you cook it right, you literally make it on top, finish it on top of the stove, and then blend it.
Now, what would you say, I mean, I want, in fact, I would love you to send your other books and have you come back on and talk about them.
I'd love it.
You know, it sounds like you've been around the world and you've got, you know, your specialties from everywhere. But what do you think is the most popular one out for this book?
You know, I think this make a scene pasta is going to really make its mark.
Oh.
My version, I call it make a scene pasta. And what it is, it's sort of a version, an Italian version of guacamole.
Ooh.
And it's what's on the cover. That's the photograph.
Oh, it is. Okay. Oh,
yeah.
God. Okay. And now, what kind of noodles are those?
Okay. That's what I'm so glad you asked that, Kim.
Yum.
Those are not noodles.
Oh, they're not.
Those are raw, thinly cut strips of zucchini, fresh zucchini.
Oh, my God. So you kind of grate them, right?
Yeah, you kind of grate them. You use a potato peeler.
Mm-hmm.
And you take the skin off, and then you start to use your potato peeler, and you rotate the zucchini itself, and you peel them off, and you get pasta noodles. You lay it out on a tray and let it air dry for about 25, 30 minutes up to an hour, and then you prepare your sauce. And the sauce is a combination of fresh avocado, fresh green onions, fresh basil leaves, cherry tomatoes, and olive oil.
Oh, I am so going to try this. You know what, Sonny? I have been growing. I started my garden a couple years ago, and I love my zucchini is one of the most popular ones in there. And but, you know, the tomatoes, the avocado, the basil.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, you've got my mouth watering.
Well, you're going to be amazed. It goes together really easily. And just follow the directions, and you will see this version, this raw version with the zucchini is so appealing. And if you don't want to do that, you can use regular pasta. You can use whole wheat pasta.
I love that there is no pasta. You know? I mean, I love that. What's the sauce that you put on it, though?
Well, what's interesting is when you blend the avocado with the olive oil and your cherry tomato, it makes its own sauce.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Because you want really ripe avocado and you want really ripe cherry tomatoes.
Mm.
And they really, I'll give you a step in the recipe where you're actually sort of crushed down the cherry tomato a little bit. That all gets tossed together, and the great thing is the acid from the tomatoes keeps the avocado from changing color.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I have to tell everybody, you have to get one of these books because that recipe right there on your front cover, on your cover, is just amazing looking, and you would never think that that wasn't pasta. I mean, you know what? Food has really changed. I think of all times of our lives, food has really changed, and vegetarian has really taken it to the next step. So
I think you're right.
I really do. And, you know, I want to talk to you really quick. Quinoa. That's a new one.
Oh, quinoa.
Yes.
You know, the new ingredient. I mean, I adore quinoa. It's incredibly versatile. There's so much that you can do with it. From a nutritional standpoint, it's really valuable.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the great thing is it's a versatile ingredient. And my favorite thing about it, it's the same cooking time as rice.
Really? Okay.
And it trades off the same way.
I just started having quinoa in my salads. And,
oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. So delicious. You really feel like you're eating smart. And I really think that that's what your whole book is about, eating smart and starting with our teens.
You know, important.
And I do want to remind anybody that is just tuning in right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And we're talking with Matthew Locricchio and his book, only one of his books, but the one that I'm talking about right now is Teen Cuisine, New Vegetarian, and just amazing recipes. And you don't have to be a teen, but you know what? I mean, if you want your teens to be, you know, on track, and, you know, my teens are just starting to cook. They just,
cool.
I think it's like when their taste buds start to get developed or something,
yeah,
you know?
That's it.
So, and they no longer want as much help, or they finally get it, and they want, you know, your recipes. Where do we find your book?
You can get it at Amazon and bookstores everywhere.
Okay.
And it's just come out. It's brand spanking new. It's only been out a couple of weeks. And I think you're not going to be disappointed. There's so much in there. And the great thing to do, and I always find this, especially with teens, you hand them the book.
Yeah.
And say, figure out what you want to make.
I love it. I love it. And can you leave us with one really great tip?
Yes. Don't be afraid.
Right.
I think the biggest thing is people are terrified of new ingredients. You shouldn't be.
Right.
And I think that in terms of making an adventurous cook, making yourself into someone who really is exciting to in the kitchen, it's not be don't be afraid.
Right. And now, are you a vegetarian?
No, but I play one on TV. I'm not a vegetarian.
You're not.
I grew up in a household with vegetarians, and I grew up in a household. My father, I grew up in Detroit, Michigan. He was in the fruit and produce business.
Really?
And as a kid, he used to take me with him sometimes in the summer when I was out of school. And I would get to go to the produce markets. And he taught me how to pick really fine fruit, really ripe vegetables. And growing up Sicilian American, you know, vegetable dishes were really a big deal for us.
Right.
So that's where I learned. My brother's a vegetarian. I have lots of friends that are vegetarian. So the bar was pretty high here.
Right. I mean, I have to just tell you, for being a vegetarian book, there is just so many things that you can choose from. So I can't wait to make some of your recipes.
Kim
and Matthew, I would love to talk to you again with some of your other books. So if you can
that
send
would
some
be great.
To me, that would be amazing because I love what you're doing. So thank you again. Again, if anybody's just tuning in right now, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We are speaking with Matthew Locricchio and his book, Teen Cuisine, New Vegetarian. Don't be afraid. Anybody can do it.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Matthew. Matthew, and happy holidays.
My pleasure, Kim, and the same to you, and I look forward to our getting a chance to talk again.
You got it, and thank you for making healthy food.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me on.
All right, talk to you soon. Bye.
We are going to take a really quick break, and let's give something away. How about a couple passes over to Circus Vargas, and that's going to be at the Ventura County Fairgrounds, May 21st through the 25th, and I've got some gift certificates for you. Call in right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You know the bed feels warmer sleeping here alone.
NJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit tiofsc.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for all your calls out there. I do want to remind you that we would love to have you be a part of our show in any way that you want to. You know, some of the times we sponsor different events that are going on, or if you would like to be an advertiser on our show that we could talk about your business and really make you look good you know, really get the word out there for you. But not only that, is really about spreading the brighter side, and that's what this whole show is about. So our next guest, Jillianna Thiessen, just came into our studio with us, and welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, she's going to be talking about Casa Pacifica Wine, Food, and Brew Festival. And it's actually one of my favorite events. It's so big. I mean, they've done such a great job. But not only that, is it brings so many things to all those beautiful kids that need it. And there's just, I don't know, they've done such a great job, and it just keeps growing bigger and bigger.
Yeah, for our listeners that don't know what Casa Pacifica is, can you tell us, tell us a little bit about it and what your organization does.
Okay, we're a crisis care and residential treatment center for abused, neglected, and at-risk children, and we're located in Camarillo, and we actually foster some of the kids there, and then we also have a non-public school where some kids get bused to our campus to go to school each day.
Oh, so they're kids from here in the community, in the Ventura County?
Yes, correct. We serve Santa Barbara and Santa Maria County as well.
Oh, okay. So we're taking care of our own children with Casa Pacifica.
Yes.
Yeah. Jillianna, how long have you been with Casa Pacifica?
Just a little over a year now.
Wow. It's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a lot of work, but it's a great.
It has to be emotional, too, sometimes. Probably not physically. It's probably a lot of physical work, but also emotionally, it's probably very hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
But. Okay. So tell us about the event that's coming up.
So it's on June 7th at Channel Islands University. It's from 1 to 5. And we will have over 85 fabulous food exhibitors, 185 wineries and breweries.
185. So I mean, it's just grown. I remember, how long has it been going? What is this? The
22nd annual.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So I've probably been doing it 6 years maybe. Probably from the day I started this radio.
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
Oh my God. And it's just gotten bigger and bigger.
Right.
And bigger. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever been to one before?
I did. I went in 2013 before I started working.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So you know what to expect,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah. So what do you do there?
I am the development and event coordinator. So Ooh. I do all the fundraising events.
Wow. That's
yeah.
huge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, great. So so tell us, what is everybody going to be finding there?
So there will be tons of food, wine, and beer, and we have a silent auction. We have a culinary competition, and we actually have a celebrity chef, Duff, participating this year.
Oh, from Duff Cakes?
Yes. Yeah, we're really excited.
That's really cool.
So, yeah, and then...
What's your favorite? What is the biggest or the newest restaurant that you have participating that everyone's really excited about?
Oh, I don't know.
There's so many to choose from. There's so
yes.
many great places to eat now
yes.
around here.
We're really excited about everyone that signed up.
And I love Duff Cakes.
Yeah, he's actually going to really make cool. a cake out of one of our therapy dogs, Archie.
Oh, you got to
yeah.
see Archie. He's been around forever,
mm-hmm.
and he's great. So he's going to make a cake.
Right, yeah. He's
like
going
to
make a cake.
Okay,
he's going
to
make an Archie
cake.
I
was
going
to make
it yeah.
out of him.
Yeah,
when
he said that, I was like, wait a minute. No, sorry. Yeah, so it'll be on display.
Oh, that's
so
great.
So we're excited about that. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's
fun.
Great. Tell us yeah. about the yummy culinary competition.
So we have two categories. So it's sweet and savory.
Mm.
And I believe we have about 11 or 12 judges, and all the food will be judged. And, yeah, so then we crown the three top winners in each category.
How many people are competing in that?
I think we have about 20 restaurants signed up right now, yeah.
And so everybody goes and tastes everything and then they vote on it, or how does it work?
It's just the judges that vote.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the crowd can watch. And we have an MC, Oded, and he's actually a celebrity as well. He was in the the Mummy movies.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
So are you a sweet person or a savory person?
Ooh, I like both.
I think I'm a savory person. What are you, Kim?
I would probably say, I don't know, I like the sweet and the salty, you know? I kind of like them both. Now
combined.
They kind of mix them, you know? So
yeah.
But I would probably, I don't know, you know, it's like I'd probably go more to the savory, most of it, and I just need one little piece of chocolate or something.
Just a little bite,
right,
and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
so.
Agree.
But in the past, they just, you know, everybody walks around and gets all these amazing samples, mm-hmm. and then you have the VIP. Let's talk about the VIP.
Yes. So we're really excited about the VIP lounge this year. We're doing a day at the Derby theme. We're going to have a photo booth in there. Some Bloody Marys,
favorite
Bloody
bourbon Mary.
Tastings, okay. And Sound Effect is doing the entertainment. Yeah, it's going to be really good.
I love a Derby theme.
Yes.
Because I just read, just so everyone knows in case you're going, in Southern Living Magazine, they have a how-to to make a fascinator. So you don't have to go out and buy one.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
cool.
It's like the hat that goes, you know, the fascinator.
Very
so that's
cool.
Really fun.
Yeah.
What's the dress code? I think a lot of people always ask me about that. What's the dress code for there?
It's pretty casual. The ladies usually wear like summer dresses,
sundresses,
and the men
that
jeans.
Kind of things.
Yeah.
I always like the word snappy casual.
Yeah.
You always have
springy.
A certain little thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
All right.
That's going to be, and it's the Brewfest also, so you have a lot of different local breweries coming?
Yeah, we do, and we just had our beer competition a couple weeks
yes.
ago, and the Lab Brewing Company won.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they will be pouring at our Top Chef dinner their beer.
So did they have to be in a contest in order to win to be able to be there?
Not to be able to be there,
but to pour? How is it? What do you mean they won?
So we had some of the craft breweries. I think we had about 9 compete in our contest, and it was held at Barrel House 101.
Okay.
And we had some certified Cicerones tasting the beer, and they crowned the top 3, and then the best in fest, which was Lab.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Were you able to be there?
I was, and I actually tasted some of the beers.
Was it fun?
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
I'd never done something like that before.
Wow.
That's really
and
fun.
So do they do that with the wine, too?
No, we were thinking about doing that in the coming years.
Yeah,
a wine
what a
contest.
Great,
yeah.
Because each one has like a
different
little
flavor.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially, I feel like, I hate to say this, but as you get older, you know exactly what kind of wine you like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which one makes you happy and
which
gives you a headache.
I don't know, but right.
Wow. You know what? We need to take a really quick break. But let's, you know, stay with us. In fact, we've got some tickets that we can give away here on the show. And I'm just going to say, this is a place and a show that you will not want to miss. It is June 7th. It's Casa Pacifica Wine, Food, and Brew Festival. And that is over at the Channel Islands in Camarillo. Just an amazing place to have it there. You can win tickets right here on the Kim Pagano Show at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And, of course, leave us your name and your number and what you're calling about, and one of the team members will get back with you. So stay with us. We're not done yet. We'll be right back. Sugar.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives.
Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life on the Kim Pagano Show. And you want to do a couple of shout-outs?
Yes, I definitely want to give a shout-out to Surfaces.
Ooh.
I know, I'm helping a friend redo her kitchen and it's so exciting, but it is such a big decision. We were over at Surfaces and there are so many things to choose from because you don't just choose tile.
No.
There's granite, there's stone, it's amazing.
But they have really great help over
there.
Well,
you have to have great help. You can't go somewhere if they don't have great help. So if you're redoing your kitchen or any part of your house, even the outside, go to Surfaces, meet with one of their designers because there are so many things to choose from. You probably cannot make a decision that you're going to be happy with long term.
And you know, and I'm kind of glad that you actually said that because in the past I've done some decorating, right? And I like to make a board and kind of like have it all fit together.
Oh, I like that.
You would probably, yeah.
I have to see it and feel it. So like that's what I love about Surfaces. You can tell them what you like and they sort of lay it out for you. I'm a very visual person.
Me too,
yeah,
exactly.
So I need to see it.
So I like, okay, so this is my carpet, this is my tile, this is my paint. And it kind of is like a puzzle and it all goes together. And so anyways, they'll help you over
they'll
there.
They'll do everything for you to help you get the right look you're looking for. They can really kind of read what you like, what you don't like, and where you're going with your idea.
Yeah.
So definitely give them a call at 805-604-1568, or you can visit their website at surfacesusa.com, and they're located here in Oxnard.
I know, you don't have to, it's like,
no,
they're
it's
out
great.
Here. That's what's so cool. Anyways, again, I do want to remind everybody about our newsletter. It goes out every week. We have all these amazing events in it, and we blog in there, and
you can learn a little bit about us, what's going on in the 805. It's a great newsletter to receive every week.
It is. It's just easy reading. And, you know, it's funny. Even my husband's like, oh, you've got them and you're going to be doing, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like everybody kind of knows what's going on. So we would love you to be a part of that. I want to give out something right now. How about some Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center tickets? And that's The World Goes Round. And we've got tickets from now to May 24th. And that is over in Simi Valley. Give us a call, 805-419-0008. 419-0008. We're talking with Juliana Thiessen right now, and we're talking about Casa Pacifica Wine, Food, and Brew Festival. Just keeps the name just keeps growing. You know, it's like, I'm like, okay. Tell us about, when is the kickoff dinner?
Yes, so the Yummy Top Chef dinner is Friday, the Friday before, at 6:30. It's actually in our VIP tent at the California State University Channel Islands. And it is a 9-course dinner from...
Only 9 courses.
Only 9 courses.
Just 9, yeah. And all the courses are prepared from previous Yummy Top Chef winners.
Really?
Wow.
So do you know what they're already preparing?
We're still in the works with what each course will be.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds delicious.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So where do people get tickets for that?
So they can buy them online at cpwinefoodbrewfest.com. The tickets are $200 each, and it is advance purchase only.
Okay, perfect. So you have to, so they know how many people are going to
cook
for and all that stuff.
Yeah.
We know. We have dinner parties,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. You need to know the number of people.
Yeah, we don't want any last-minute people going, okay, even though, you know what, I have 4 kids, I always have like a little, I can throw something together. That's where I got it from.
I come from a family of 2, and then I only have 2, so I don't have that skill.
Yeah, and let me just tell you, I don't know what it is, but all the kids always go, Mom, can we bring somebody over? And it's not even just one person.
It's always like
I'm
three
like,
more
sure,
people.
You know, and now it's my husband and I. And it's really hard to cook small because I still am like, is anybody coming over? He's like, who's coming? It's just us, you know? So anyways, what are some of the restaurants, wineries, breweries can we expect to see there?
So we have Wood Ranch,
ooh, yummy.
Cantera Cellars, Tierra Sur, Billy D's, Institution Ale, Fess Parker, Cass Winery, Hitching Post is doing food and wine.
Where's Hitching Post?
Yeah. I don't know off the top of my head. I know it's not super local. I think it's about an hour away.
Okay.
But they come year after year.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So keep going. Sorry.
We have Pure Order Brewing Company, Magna Vino, Wine Plus. I'm trying to think. There's so many signed up.
That's
amazing.
Okay. Restaurants.
Mastro's. Mastro's is doing our VIP entrance. There's so many I can't name them all.
So let's talk about VIP and what we're gonna get in the VIP.
People love VIP.
Yeah.
Yes. So VIP tickets, you get early entrance, so at 12 instead of 1, and they get the Mastro's appetizers. And they get to hang out in the VIP lounge, which will be Derby theme. And they get, we're going to have Bloody Marys in there. Malibu Family Wines will be in there. Jason Collis from Plated Events does all the gourmet food.
He does a great job.
Yes.
Very good.
We're going to have a bourbon bar and a separate photo booth. It's going to be really great this year.
So do we need to dress up to be in there?
No, not necessarily, but
okay,
if you want to.
Okay, all right. I just wondered. Yeah. So, okay, cool. All right. So how can our listeners get and find more tickets and get tickets and all that good stuff?
So they can go online to www.cpwinefoodbrewfest.com.
Okay, great. And, you know, we didn't really talk about this, but I would love to mention it, is where do all the funds go to? I mean, it's such a great cause, and we want to make sure that everybody knows that they can go out there and have this amazing fun day, but whatever they buy or, you know, what, it all goes to a great cause.
Mm-hmm. 100% of the proceeds go to the children and families of Costa Pacifica that we serve.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so when you're buying anything from any of the vendors, there's also giveaways, right?
A silent auction.
There's a silent auction. So once you're in the event, everything's free. So all the food and the drinks are free. But you can purchase silent auction items. 100% goes back to that. And we're actually doing an online silent auction this year. So we're really excited. People can bid from their cell phones.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And Hitching Post is in Santa Ynez Valley. So it's not too far.
What was significant about Hitching Post?
What?
It was used in the movie Sideways.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
See, Tom Spence is always full of trivia for us.
Yeah, he's always helping out with the... He's got our back.
That's right.
Yeah, I love that. And you know, I love Santa Ynez. It's like a little...
It's like a hidden jewel.
It is a hidden jewel.
The 805 area.
Yeah. How far is that from here? Do you know?
Above Lake Kachuma, it's where the Shumash Casino is.
It's about an hour and a half, more in between there.
Sure.
Very cool. A lot of Ojai people are moving out there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, wow. Well, and so it goes to all these benefits. You know what? I want to give a haircut and blow dry to give away out there.
Oh, great. Yeah, that would be awesome.
I'm a hair therapist, and I would love to do that. And I'll have my team send that to you.
Okay, perfect.
Right away so that you can get it.
Yeah,
in
we can get it up on our website.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. No, it's all about giving back. And, you know, Costa Pacifica, you know, it's funny, 4 kids. I always say 4 kids. But when my kids grow out of stuff and it's all gently used, I have brought bags and bags of our clothes there,
stuff,
you know,
there.
And people can do that, correct?
Right. Yes, we take gently used clothes, and right now we actually have our prom happening next week, and we're still in need of men's clothing.
Oh wow!
So all sizes.
When you say all sizes, like what size to what size?
I think we're really in need of men's teens clothing.
Okay.
Yeah, so tuxes, nice shirts, ties, shoes, all of that good stuff.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I'll put that on our newsletter.
Yeah, that's good to know.
When do they have to be in by?
The prom's on the 20th.
Okay.
So it's coming up soon.
Okay.
Yeah, but there's enough time
to go through your closet and
do
it over
there.
Yeah,
or for next year, keep that in mind. You know,
let me know
prom dresses.
Next year, because I would love to, you know, really... be a part of that.
Great.
Where is the prom going to be?
It's at it's on our campus in the gym. Yeah.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
You know, around Christmas time, you know, we're kind of early to be talking about this, but I know you guys have a lot of gift cards.
Yes.
That you collect, and I always try to collect those and give those mm-hmm. and be a part of that. Tell us just a second about that.
Yeah, so the kids get to fill out a wish list, and they fill out any gift certificates that they want, any clothing, their favorite, you know, characters, movies, things like that. And then we make doves, and people out in the community, they get doves for us, and they purchase gifts for the children. And it's
so nice.
Really amazing. We have a great Christmas party where we have this volunteer group, the Angels. They transform the whole gym, and it's, you would never know you were in a gym. It's absolutely amazing.
One of my good friends is an Angel.
Oh, okay.
And they do a great job.
Yes. Yeah. The work they do is amazing.
There you go. So. Juliana, thank you so much for being a part of our show today. Also, tell everybody again where they can get their tickets.
They can buy their tickets online at www.cpwinefoodbrewfest.com.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you. You
are so welcome. We're going to take a really quick break. Stay with us. In fact, let's just open up the phone lines again for a pair of tickets to Casa Pacifica Wine, Food, and Brew Festival. Mm-hmm. That is June 7th. It's coming up, and you're not going to want to miss this. It's at the Channel Islands in Camarillo, and it's an amazing day. And we've got a pair of tickets for you. So give us a call right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
DeMone Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai, and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And, what's going on in your life right now? We got a couple minutes to kind of chat and talk about it.
Well, actually, after listening to, from being on the show, I've really tried to focus on not rushing so much and being a little bit more in the moment. And I get so much advice from you, especially you've been married longer than I have. So, I know that you are such a fan of your book,
The
Love Languages. And you'll say stuff that you and your husband have a picnic outside and all that kind of stuff. So I'm really trying to focus on those kinds of things, living more in the moment, but also doing things that there's good value in them.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Well, is this going to make a difference in my life?
Absolutely.
You know, is this going to add to my life? Is it going to, and some of the things, we just, it's like being around the wrong people.
Exactly.
Right?
Like, you just wasted 2 hours of your life, which in the big scope of things doesn't sound that much. But when you put it down to something smaller, 2 hours of being with someone who maybe doesn't make you feel good or lift you up, that was a waste of time. And you don't get that time back.
It's so true. And every minute, every second is a gift. It really is. Yeah. And you know, it's like sometimes when, like we were talking to the 1 minute manager, Ken, he's an older man, okay, right? But you wake up really early. I mean, yes, we all need our sleep, but you wake up, and that's like my favorite time in the morning.
Oh, I love, that's my favorite time. I have my coffee.
Me too.
And I love to sleep, but I like to wake up before everybody, not my husband, but I love to wake up before my kids, to get up before they do, have my coffee, just sort of enjoy the quiet.
Yeah, and just kind of, you know, reflect. And it's funny because it's all about, what intentions do you want for today? You know, I always call them like, what goal? By the end of this day, what is it that I want to see that I really accomplished in my life?
Exactly, like to look back. And we've done so much about meditation, and I've actually been talking to some people about this, and I heard this person told me, she said it's a method of meditation that you walk through a forest and you look at every tree and you have to say, okay, I have this huge pickup problem with my kids today and I have to be in 7 different places at 6 different times, and that's a tree. And you look at it, you focus on it, and you think about it, and then you move on, and you can't go back to that tree. So it's not like untouched feelings, but you have to keep moving through the forest until you get to the green grass. And I have tried to do it, and it's really interesting the way it really clears your mind, and you could just sit back and think.
Well, you know, it's really interesting. In fact, I think this will be my blog in next week. I've been blogging a lot lately.
I don't know.
It just comes to me. But my husband and I were in Costco, and I'm walking through, and felt like a robot. I was seeing other people, you know, and we're all just like, I think we're all robots. My husband looked at me, and he's like, what are you talking about? I go, He did not clearly get it.
I'm impressed that he was shopping with you at Costco.
I know. He actually does that with me, okay? And so, anyways, and we don't even have, like, it's not like we're buying for 4 kids anymore.
Right.
Anyways,
I want to know what you are buying at Costco.
I don't know. But anyways, and so here we are. And I said, you know, he's like, that's kind of a weird statement. But I thought, it's just like I'm going through the motions, you know? And I saw these other people when I get up to the clerk or whatever to pay for everything, and she was all rushed, you could just tell, and she was like kind of not there, you know. And I said, do you know what I mean by I feel like a robot? And she's like, oh my god, that sums it all up.
It's so true. Sometimes I find I do this, and this is probably annoying to some people, but when I go to a store, I will talk to people I don't know, like, and sometimes if I have no one to talk to that day, I will like go to Target and see my, you know, like, so embarrassing. I should not even admit that.
But no, but I get that. I do, because I love talking to new people.
Totally. I talk to people I don't know. I'll say, oh gosh, I love what you're buying, and I'll talk to them about
it. You kind of get a different perspective, right?
I do, and it's probably annoys some people. But sometimes you are at these stores and you're just all doing the same thing, and some people look at you like, okay, I'm trying to get my stuff done, I need to move on here. And then other people, you can tell, they'll start talking to you, so you kind of put a little bit more life into the mundane errands that we all have to do.
Yeah, like, why not have fun?
Exactly.
Why not have fun? You walk into Target, you get a little Starbucks. It's all good, you know?
This is so, I shouldn't share this with everyone, but I love on Mondays to go down the end caps where they have all the sales stuff. And I've probably never bought anything. I mean, I might have, but like, I just love to see what's been put down on clearance and to see where it's going. That's like my favorite thing to do.
That's so funny.
I know.
That's so funny. You know, it really is about, you know, one is just take that moment to just really take some time to, like, because life passes us so
quickly. Especially if you have young children. My children are sort of in that, they're just starting the teens.
It's going to happen so fast.
So quickly. We have such a crazy weekend this weekend. As everyone knows, sports have all ended, which is such a relief on one hand. And then, but you're like, I'd love to go and do something with my husband, but we have all these parties and awards, and it's really important to be there for your kids. And at the end of the day, we're not going to be able to do these awards and stuff with them much longer.
Well, it's interesting, you know, Mother's Day was last week,
yes,
right? And so, of course, we spent it with my daughter, who's a new mom. Congratulations to her. And of course, I'm a new grandma, and the babies are beautiful. And so we had a really nice brunch. We did all that. And then one of my sons, we were invited over to good friends of ours, and we were going to go. And then my one said, Mom, do you guys want to take a drive with me in his new car?
I saw that. I saw that on Facebook, and I thought that was so nice.
Yeah, and I thought, oh my god, he barely ever wants to be with me.
Right, you gotta go.
So I am going. And so I called my girlfriend. I said, I hope you understand. And she's like, oh my god, you're such a great mom. Just go. And of course, I was like four-wheeling, okay, in his truck, and that kind of freaks me out a little bit. But anyways, you know what? It was such the best time, because you have to take the time when your kids start to get teen, like, your kids still want you. But you know, so, and my, you know, my son's girlfriend bought me flowers.
So
and,
nice.
And it's just, it's all the love that you keep pouring out there. It starts to come back.
Well, you know, speaking of that, and especially with our guest who wrote Dear Carolina, with all the different people that love you, I actually was not with my children on Mother's Day. I was having a great time. I was in New York for the weekend. But I sent them to Houston to visit my sister-in-law, and they flew alone on an airplane, and it was really, really fun. And I thought, you know, yes, it would be great to be with them and all that, but I thought it's such a special thing to be with your aunt and have fun with her without me, because it's a different kind of relationship when your mom or your dad is not with you. And they had the best weekend.
Aww.
They really, really did. They had such a great time.
Did they call you for Happy Mother's Day and all that?
No, they never did, which was fine. I was completely fine with that. I sent a little present for them to give to her, but they were busy doing things.
You're so sweet.
So I think they didn't really think about it as like not being with me.
Well, okay, so it doesn't get any better, because my 20-year-old son, he's in Dallas now racing. He's the one who races all the time. And so my husband made reservations for all of us to go to this really beautiful brunch. And so then he's like, one by one, they're all, you know, dropping off. And he's like, I thought you were going. And he goes, well, I leave on Thursday. And so he goes, well, that's not very nice for your mom, my husband says. And then he goes, well, Mom, does it always happen on the same day every year?
I love that. You know, is that
like,
funny?
Seriously? And he goes, well, I'll call you, okay? And he put something on Facebook, you know, which
that's
was
so
just,
funny.
You know, it's just you want to know that you're making a difference.
Absolutely.
That's what it's all about.
Well, my kids do this thing, especially my older son. Every so often, he'll just be like, Mom, I love you, out of the blue for no reason. And I read somewhere that means your child is very content. Things are just good.
That's,
you know,
awesome.
And so I didn't talk to them on Mother's Day, but I was actually doing something really fun. Also, we were at—I can't remember how to pronounce it. I think it's Lottery. It's where the French macarons are from, and they have a store in New York City. So we went there for brunch on Mother's Day. So it was really fun.
How fun! Were you at? Just with your husband?
I was with my husband, but he was working, so he was not much fun. So I went with a girlfriend, and we had a great time. We went to the theater. We went to the Peninsula Hotel and sat on the rooftop and had drinks.
So was that somebody that he works with, her friend? Or did you have a girlfriend fly out there with you?
No, I talked a girlfriend into coming with me.
Oh, my God.
So that was really fun.
That was smart.
Yeah, yes, it was really fun. But we saw him a little bit, so that was nice.
I love it. That's so funny. You got to take care of yourself.
Exactly.
You got to take care of it so everybody's happy.
And
right?
I love to take public transportation, but I don't have a bad sense of direction, so I usually know where we're going. Like, I know Central Park's at one end, Grand Central Station's at the other, but somewhere I'll go right instead of left, so I'll sort of end up, but I love to take public transportation. I love cabs. I love everything.
There you go. You know, I do want to invite everybody to our Princess Cruise. It is a Kim Pagano Show cruise, and we would love you guys to set sail with us.
So much fun. Who doesn't love a cruise?
I know. Well, I've only been on one. I'll be honest. I've only been on one. And this is, you know, going to be amazing. It is September 17th through the 21st. It's interesting. I'm going to do a little shout out to one of our listeners out there. I was in Vaughn's, and she's like, are you Kim? I want to go on the cruise with you guys. And so we wrote down the phone number. But I do want to give out Nikki Baldwin is who's booking it. And we'd love you to join us. And we got a lot of people going. There's not a lot of
seats.
And it's
so easy to go. It's such a close by. It's such a close by port, and also it's not very long.
Yeah.
So
a lot of people are like, oh, that's too small of a, you know, but it's not, because you're getting off to go to Catalina. Sonata.
Those are the best cruises. And for all ages, older, younger. I have to say, my mom and her friends go on this cruise to play canasta for 4 days.
Oh, see?
That's what they do. They sit and play canasta.
You just put your luggage down, mm-hmm. and you're just there. So it's not like you're, you know.
So much fun.
So call Nikki. I'd love you guys to go. And that's 805-312-4449. And again, 312-4449 is Nikki Baldwin's number to book the Princess Cruise with the Kim Pagano Show.
Amazing.
Yeah. So gosh. We got a lot of things happening this weekend. Get out there to the Strawberry Festival. We've got that. We've also got the food and wine over in Camarillo, in Thousand Oaks. That is on Sunday, right behind the Thousand Oaks Library, another great event.
And with the Strawberry Festival, it's today, but you can still get tickets and you can jump on the train and get out there. I mean, it's so easy. Sometimes driving and parking kind of keeps us away from certain events. They have really set it up this year so that you have nothing to worry about. And then you don't even have to worry about driving.
There you go. There you go.
Which is awesome.
I also want to tell everybody about our 2-3 show right here. And this is sponsored by Sober Recovery Center, but it is the brighter side of recovery. And we've got, actually, Cher Gabe is going to be on with us.
Oh, terrific.
And also, Mandy's going to be
on. I really like him. Yeah. I think he is, I really love him. I always try to come up with questions that pertain to myself selfishly. I'm like, okay, I'm a mom of these these verging teenagers. What do I need to know? Because he's such a wealth of information, and he's realistic about what we need to do as parents. I really like him.
Well, joining us on that show is Esther Nicholson, Soul Recovery, 12 Keys to Healing Addiction. And then we've got Gudney Gunnarsson, and that is A Presence is Power. And so you're definitely going to want to check that out. We've got some amazing guests on that one. And again,
it's not for only for people who are in recovery.
If you're recovering from anything that you're waking up from. So
just things to get you through life, because it's not always an easy road.
There you go. There you go. I do want to remind everybody, we are here every Saturday from 6 to 8. And of course, always have my phone number, 419-0008. We'd love to hear from you. And again, we always end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Difficult roads often lead to beautiful destinations. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and I'll talk to you later. I need a sign to let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over.
Devone Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai, and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.